for weeks now.
在我开始之前，我需要告诉大家，我一直为你们在祷告。
I have asked God to give me a heart to love every one of you.
我求神给我一颗能够爱你们每一个人的心。
And for Him to speak to me in a way that would be good for you.
神能够对我说话，能够预备一些信息，能够更加适合你们。
So because I am not perfect,
因为我不是完美的。
I may miss the mark a little bit.
我也有。
I may not achieve all of that I prayed for.
我可能不一定, 像我祷告的那样能达到那个目标。
But can we trust God together to speak to our hearts for the thing that we need today?
但我们能不能相信神, 相信他今天对我们每个人来说话。
Yes? Yes, okay. Well, let me start by telling you a little bit about myself. It has been 12 years since we first heard of my father's cancer diagnosis that led to his death a few short months later.
先告诉大家一些关于我的故事。自从我听说我父亲有癌症，到他去世中间大概有12年。
I have since learned that many of the things I believed about my father were not true.
我后来才发现，我原来以为我认识我父亲，但后来我才发现，我认识那些以为是事实的都不是事实。
Our relationship was difficult for both of us while he was alive.
当他活着的时候，我们父子之间的关系比较僵。
I can see now that while my father was not perfect, he was not solely responsible for the strain between us.
我现在再回头看一看，虽然我的父亲不是一个完美的人，但是他不是唯一的原因，因为让我们之间的关系紧张，我也应该为此负责。
I had thoughts about him that were not based on the truth, and so everything he did or said was heard through a lie I believed about his character.
我之前有关他的一些想法，其实很多都不是基于事实。每一件他所做的、他所说的，很多时候我听到的，有时候会解读成，因为我心中有一个对他的一个谎言。
One example is that I believe that he hated his sister so much that he refused to attend her funeral when she died.
举例来说，我曾经以为我的父亲非常恨他的妹妹，恨到一个程度，他甚至拒绝参加他的葬礼。
I found that offensive and lived for years thinking poorly about him.
我觉得那非常的冒犯人，非常的奇怪，所以我很多年活着，我都觉得我对他的印象都很糟糕。
I talked about this with my mother last year, and I learned the truth.
虽然我的父亲12年前就去世了，但是去年我才和我的母亲谈到这个事情，然后我才发现一个新的真相。My
father's sister had died in her apartment, and no one knew about this when it happened for a number of days.
我父亲的妹妹，她在她自己的公寓当中死亡，而且当这件事情她死亡的时候，没有人知道她的死亡几天之后才被人发现。Her
children decided not to have a funeral.
鉴于这种情况，所以我父亲的妹妹她的子女决定不举行葬礼。So
my father was never given a choice to attend the funeral.
所以事实是我的父亲并没有给一些选择，他。
You see, he never refused to attend her funeral.
所以他其实根本没有拒绝去参加他妹妹的葬礼。
Knowing the truth about my father has changed everything about how I remember him today.
当我对于这件事知道这个事实的真相是如何的，完全改变了我今天如何记得我的父亲。
Have you ever done anything like this?
在你们的生命当中有没有类似的经历呢？
Have you thought poorly of someone because of a lie you believed?
你们有没有对某一个人有一些比较差的想法，因为其实你并没有看见事件的全貌？
All of us have a worldview that is shaped by what we experience.
我们每个人都有这种世界观，这个世界观常常是因着我们所经历的被塑造。
There are many people and situations that we have a very limited view of.
对于很多人很多事，我们所知的都非常的有限。
This has become a clear issue in our current culture and in the world.
在今天的世界当中，今天的文化当中，这个成了一个很大的一个问题。
People are very much divided and not easily persuaded to consider alternatives to what they believe.
所以人们总是有怀着不同的意见，而且人们很难被说服去相信，能改变他们所以为的。
This morning, I hope you'll consider the truth about Jesus.And whether that truth will turn you into people that joyfully worship him.
今天下午，当我和你们在一起的时候，我希望你们能够思想耶稣有关耶稣的真相，而且关于那个真相，你们有多一些了解的时候，能够将你们转变成一个能够喜乐的敬拜他的一个人群。
Because what we think about Jesus may be the most important thing we'll ever think about.
也许我们每一个人如何认识耶稣，如何思想耶稣，是我们生命当中最重要的事情。
In our scripture passage this afternoon, we can see how Jesus was misunderstood when he made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
在我们刚刚读的圣经马太福音二十一章这些经文当中，我们可以看到当时的耶稣被人群如此的误解误解关于他为什么要荣耀的进圣城。
Jesus, the Son of God, entered Jerusalem not on a war horse, as many would have expected, but on a humble donkey.
耶稣，神的儿子，进入耶路撒冷，并不是骑在这个高大的战马之上，好像很多人都期待的，但他却骑着一匹谦谦和和的一个驴驹子。
This is a significant detail.As it suggests that Jesus did not come to conquer the world with military might, but rather to offer a message of love and salvation.
这个骑着驴驹，这是一个非常重要的细节，因为这个细节预示着耶稣并不是为了要统治世界，用军事的力量来统治世界，他来乃是想要提供一个关于爱和救赎的信息。
Matthew writes that Jesus riding on a donkey.Fulfilled a prophecy from Zechariah.
马太写道，耶稣骑着那谦谦和的一匹驴驹子，是为了要应验撒加利亚书上有关他的一个预言。
Jesus is referred to as a gentle king in this passage from Zechariah.
在撒加利亚书第九章当中，曾经预言弥赛亚是一个谦谦和和的君王。
This passage starts in the village of Bethpage.
马太福音二十一章这些经文开始于一个叫伯法奇的村庄。
This is where Jesus sent the disciples to get the donkey for him to ride into Jerusalem on.
伯法奇就是那个地方，耶稣派了他的两个门徒为他去牵那匹驴驹来，让他进入耶路撒冷。
Bethany, which was near the village of Bethpage, is where Lazarus was raised from the dead by Jesus.
在伯法奇附近一个村庄叫伯大尼，在那里，伯大尼那个村庄拉撒路曾被耶稣让他死里复活。
So the residents of that area that experienced Jesus' victory over death led the joyful procession with palm branches down the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem.
所以那个区域的人们，那些人们曾经经历过耶稣战胜死亡的胜利。这些人们，他们引领了一场欢喜快乐的游行，他们手里挥舞着棕榈的树枝，从橄榄山直到耶路撒冷。
I can only guess that Lazarus was with this crowd.
我只能用猜想来说，拉撒路一定在那个人群当中。
The waving of palm branches by the crowd was a symbol of victory, joy, and peace in Jewish tradition.As it was used during the Feast of Tabernacles in the Maccabean Revolt.
手里挥舞着枝，意味着它象征着一个犹太传统当中的胜利、喜乐和平安。因为棕树枝，它曾经被用在祝棚节和马加比起义当中。
The Feast of Tabernacles is a time of great rejoicing by the Jews as they remember God's deliverance from Egypt.
祝棚节是一个节期是一个喜乐的大喜乐的一个节期，是犹太人他们遵守的这个节期，用来纪念神曾经将他们从埃及领出来。
The feast is also considered a foreshadowing of the first and the second coming of Jesus, our deliverer.
祝棚节同时也被认为是一个预表， 预表着耶稣我们的救赎主他的第一次和第二次再来。
Jesus came to deliver us from sin and will return to deliver us from this sin-filled world.
耶稣第一次来为要把我们从我们的罪当中救赎出来，他还要第二次再来，将我们从这个充满罪恶的世界当中救出来。
So, there is great rejoicing associated with this feast.
所以，这个节期充满了大喜乐。
The palm that they waved was a symbol of the Maccabean revolt under Judas Maccabee, who was nicknamed the Hammer.
所以棕榈树，从这个树枝从这个棕榈树上砍下来，棕榈树象征着马加比起义。当时这个马加比起义是由犹太马加比，他的这个名字马加比这个名字呢，在希伯来文当中是铁锤的意思。
He was a Jewish priest turned warrior and led a violent, successful revolt.Against the occupation by the Seleucidin Empire from 167 to 160 BC.
犹大马加比他是一个他曾经是个犹太人的一个牧师，后来变成了一个战士。他引领了一个战争性的一个非常成功的一场起义，为了推翻当时在公元前167年到160年，犹太人当时被塞琉古帝国统治。
The temple was cleansed and reopened under his rule.
当马加比起义成功之后，马加比他再次洁净圣殿，再次重新开启了圣殿，还有一些犹太人的祭司的礼仪。
He had made Israel great again, or at least for a short time.
所以马加比曾经让以色列在那个时候再次强大起来，虽然仅仅时间很短。
So palms are waved as a symbol of victory.For God delivering people from Egypt into the promised land.
所以挥舞着棕树枝是象征着人们被神从埃及当中救出来进入应许之地。
And palms were waved at the time of the Maccabean revolt as a symbol of victory over oppressors.
所以当时在马加比的时候，棕树枝也代表着一个胜利着犹太人从当时的塞琉古帝国当中被拯救出来。
The scriptures say that when Jesus returns, that the trees will clap their hands, which is like a picture of waving palms.
圣经当中曾经有一个预示预言，说当耶稣再来的时候，连树都要拍手拍掌，好像他们在欢迎耶稣的再来。
So the palm branch was not chosen by chance or convenience.
所以棕树枝呢，并不是因为偶然或者因为方便而被选上。
Israel had been under a brutal military occupation by the Romans and others for decades.
当耶稣的时代，以色列人已经被残暴的军事力量被罗马帝国以及其他帝国先后已经统治了很多年。
The waving of palms in this passage was a sign to the people of revolution and liberation.
所以在这段经文当中，人们挥舞着棕树枝是一个象征着人们何等的盼望改革起义和自由。
The people of Jerusalem may have been expecting Jesus to lead a rebellion against their Roman occupiers and to establish a new kingdom, which is why they welcomed him with such enthusiasm.
所以耶路撒冷的人们，他们相信他们一定期待耶稣这个君王将要引领另一场变革，来推翻罗马帝国的统治，从而再建立一个新的帝国。这是为什么他们当时饱含热情的这么热情饱满的欢迎耶稣。
Jesus came to establish a heavenly kingdom and not an earthly one.
但是耶稣他来是为了建立一个天国，不是地上的国度。
So let's remember that the people who were waving the palms came from Bethany and Bethpage after seeing Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead.
所以让我们记得当时的人们挥舞着棕树枝，因为这些人来自伯法其和来自伯大尼，因为那些人经历了耶稣让拉撒路死而复活的神迹。
They knew that if Jesus could conquer death with Lazarus, that certainly he could conquer the Romans.
他们相信，既然耶稣能让拉撒路死里复活，必然能够战胜罗马帝国。
When they arrived at the city of Jerusalem, it was filled with travelers that had come to celebrate the Passover feast.
所以，当他们 进入这个欢迎耶稣的时候，当时何成还有很多其他的游客在当时在耶路撒冷里面。
When they heard this loud procession praising the son of David, they were stirred and wondered who this was.
所以当这些游客他们听见这场游行大喜乐的游行来欢迎大卫的子孙，他们惊动了，他们好奇这是谁。
When the people exclaimed, Hosanna to the son of David, this would clearly be understood to proclaim the coming Messiah that had been prophesied.
当人们宣称何塞纳归于大卫的子孙这句话明显的可以理解为他们宣称他已经被预言了很久很久的弥赛亚的来临。
Jesus made a deliberate march into Jerusalem while knowing the great opposition he would face and the sacrifice he would make for us in God's glory.
耶稣明明的知道他将要面对的大逼迫，以及为了神的荣耀将要为我们付出的牺牲，但他还是毅然决然地向耶路撒冷挺进。
We know this because in the previous chapter of Matthew 20, he said that he would be mocked.Crucified, but then rise again.
我们知道这个是因为在马太福音二十章，耶稣曾经自己亲自说过，他会被讥讽、嘲笑，然后被鞭打。
When Jesus cleared the temple, he said, "It is written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers."
当耶稣进了耶路撒冷之后，他洁净圣殿的时候，他说道：“经上说，我的殿当称为祷告的殿。”但你们却把它当成贼窝了。
Jesus was in fact going to war against everything that sets itself up against the knowledge of God.
耶稣事实上他来是要挑战当时的人们对神的认知。
This is a spiritual war, not an earthly one.
这是一个属灵的战争，并不是地上的一个战争。
He did not come to bring down the Roman Empire.
他来并不是要推翻罗马帝国。
He came to break the power of our enemy Satan.
他来是要推翻破坏撒旦的计谋。
He came to reconcile people to God, yet the merchants were looking to profit from God's worship instead of worshiping Him in spirit and truth.
所以耶稣来，他是为了要让人与神和好，但是那些商人，那些在圣殿里做买卖的商人，他们却是要为了在神的崇拜神的活动当中要牟利。而不是用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
By the end of the week, the crowds would have gone from thinking they had a Messiah that was going to overcome the Romans to one that they would call to be crucified instead of enthroning him in their hearts.
所以想想这一周的第一天，人们挥舞着棕榈枝，欢欣雀跃的欢迎耶稣进入圣城耶路撒冷。但是在这一周的末了，这群人同样的一群人，他们要钉耶稣十字架而不是在心中拥他为王。
The challenge for us today and every day is whether we will crown Jesus as King of all kings or deny him.
所以今天对于今天的我们来说，对于每一天我们所面临的挑战，是我们到底是尊耶稣为王，还是我们否定他。
Jesus did not leave room for anything in the middle of these two choices.
所以耶稣并没有在这个两者选项当中留任何的中间灰色地带。
We cannot say that we like or admire Jesus without bowing our knee to him in worship.
所以我们不能一边说着我们爱戴敬仰耶稣，却我们没有办法在他面前屈膝敬拜。
He proclaimed that he was God in the flesh, and this is what enraged the Jewish leaders.
耶稣宣称他自己是道成肉身的神，光这一点就激怒了当时的犹太的领袖。
So what you believe about Jesus is probably the most important thing you'll ever think about.
所以你怎么认为耶稣他到底对于你来说是什么，会影响你怎样活你的每一天。
I recently heard the preacher Tim Keller say, "Would you like to hear the gospel simply stated?"
我最近听了很有名那个布道家 Tim Keller 他说他的一篇信息，他曾经问到你们是不是想听到福音，听到一个非常简单易懂的福音。
It's right here. Sin is servants putting themselves in the place of the king.
所以这个很简单，所谓罪，罪就是仆人将自己放在君王的位置上。
Therefore, salvation is the king putting himself in the place of the servant.
然而救恩就是神，君王将自己放在奴仆的地位上。
Let me say it again. Sin is the servant putting yourself in the place of the king.
让我再说一遍，罪就是本是仆人的我们，将我们自己放在君王的宝座上。
And salvation then is the king putting himself in the place of the servant.
而救赎就是本是君王的他，将自己放在奴仆的地位上。
Jesus, the King of Kings, came to serve us by giving his life.
耶稣万王之王，他道成肉身，就是为了要服侍我们。
Yet it seems very often we'd like to tell God exactly how to run the world.
我们常常想要告诉神怎么样来管理世界。
We want to be in charge.
我们想要掌权。
We want to have control.
我们想要控制。
Jesus obeyed his father's will and marched into Jerusalem to put himself in the place of the servant.
耶稣遵行了他天父的旨意，毅然决然地向耶路撒冷挺进，为了要将自己放在奴仆的地位。
He paid the penalty for our sins and knew that his crucifixion would happen soon after he entered Jerusalem.
他背负了我们的罪，他知道，进入耶路撒冷之后不久，很快他就被钉十字架。
May we be as resolute and determined as Jesus.
我们对于这一点到底有什么想法？我们有没有什么决心？
Because as we've said, Jesus doesn't give us a choice in the middle. There are two choices.
所以耶稣并没有给我们有可以在两者之间有中间地带的选项。
Crown him or crucify him.
拥他为王，还是要钉他十字架？
So that's the choice put before you today and every day.
这就是我们今天而且每一天所要做的选择。
As I was praying about this message, I came up with three simple things I'd like to encourage you to do this week as we prepare to celebrate the passion and resurrection of Jesus.
当我为今天的信息来祷告的时候，我想到了三件事我会鼓励大家来做，特别是这一周，当我们来准备自己，预备好要来庆祝耶稣的无比的爱和他的被钉十字架。
The first is to pray.That you would understand who Jesus is, and that God would deepen your understanding of His great love for you.
第一个就是大家可以尝试祷告，祷告让神让你更清楚地了解耶稣是谁，让神帮助你能够加深，对他对你有无比的爱这一点的了解。
I think you all have different choices you could have made today, yet you're here in this room today.
我相信你们每一个人今天都可以有不同的选择。
If you've already believed that Jesus is the Son of God and died for your sins, then you've been adopted into God's family.
所以如果你相信耶稣是神的儿子，他为你而死，那你今天就要被收纳成为神的儿女。
With God as your father, I hope you haven't believed a lie about him like I did about my father.
所以当你能够承认神是你的天父的时候，我希望你心中不再有谎言，不再被谎言欺骗。
That prayer that you have will put you into that relationship with a father who loves you more than you've ever been loved here on earth.
所以这一点能够帮助你在世上生活的每一天，能够真的是活出天父希望你活出的样式。
But that will be your choice whether you pray this week to know God's love better.
所以这是你的选择，你这一周要不要祷告求神，让你更多了解他对你无比的爱。
The second thing I'd like to suggest that you do is read the entire Gospel of Matthew and pay special attention to what Jesus has to say about himself and his identity.
所以也鼓励大家第二件事情就是这一周好好的把马太福音，整个马太福音读一读，特别关注到底耶稣他自己怎么说他自己是谁， 以及他自己的这个命定，他来到底是为了什么。
Pray before you read, and you will find the very best way that you can come to know who Jesus is and who the Father is.
当你读经文之前，你花点时间来祷告，只有这样，圣灵会帮助你更多的了解圣经的经文。
And so the last is to decide to abandon every instinct you have to put yourself in the place of the King and to put Jesus enthroned in your heart with praise and thanksgiving.
第三个就是你能不能下定决心，你要抛弃一切的冲动，一切的本能。那个冲动就是你总是想要把自己放在宝座上。你能放弃这个本能，能够相反的，你愿意将耶稣怀着感恩和赞美，将他真的是拥他为王，在你的心里尊他为王。
I have found that my prayer time is often too quiet.
我常常觉得我祷告的时候非常的安静。
I pray without ever opening my mouth.
我常常是默祷，连我的口都不开。
But there's something very powerful about praise and thanksgiving that you speak out loud to God.
但是当我们能够开口赞美感恩，说出我们祷告的时候，祷告的能力是无与伦比的。
So three things: pray, read the gospel, and avoid pride.
所以祷告、读经。避免你的骄傲，我的骄傲。
I'd like to pray for you now as I end this sermon.
当我结束今天讲到的时候，我要为每一位来祷告。
And I'd like to invite you to receive all that God has for you.
所以我也邀请你们来接受今天神为你们所预备的。
So Father, I come in the great name of Jesus.
阿爸天父，我奉耶稣的名来到你的面前。
You've heard my prayer for these brothers and sisters.
你听到了我为弟兄姐妹的祷告。
And I continue to pray for them now.
我会继续为他们祷告。
That they would find even a greater abundance of joy in their life.
他们能够更多的享受你所为他们预备的丰盛的生命。
Because of what you are doing in their hearts.
因为你在他们心中每一天都在动工。
That they would be freed from every lie that keeps them from knowing you.
他们能够被每一个谎言当中释放出来，而能够真正的认识你。
And that you would do this, Lord.
因为你会做这样的工作。
I pray, Father, that you would bless them and keep them.
天父，我恳求你，你来祝福他们，保守他们。
That you would cause your face to shine upon them.
愿你的脸光照他们。
Be gracious to them, Lord.
对他们满怀恩慈。
Grant them your peace.
将你的平安赐给他们。
In the great name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
I love you.
我爱你们每一位。
I do.